As the election campaign enters its final days, the coalition's trying to set up a battle over housing affordability. The government's offering first home buyers the chance to use their superannuation to get into the property market, describing it as a game changer. But Labor says it'll supercharge prices and is a desperate move. Many economists in the super industry don't like it either. Political reporter Jess Davis has more.
It's a last-minute campaign promise that's been tossed around by the coalition for years, allowing first home buyers to use their superannuation for a house deposit. The housing minister is Michael Sukar.
This is like no scheme that's been proposed before. This allows the use of your superannuation up to $50,000 to assist you in purchasing your first home, with the requirement to recontribute that amount back into your super plus any proportion of a capital gain, which will mean your retirement savings are maintained.
The idea was floated when Scott Morrison was Treasurer and dismissed by then Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull.
My initial reaction was that I wanted to scream, this reckless inflation of house prices must stop.
Economist Saul Eslake says it'll push house prices up.
Anything which allows Australians to pay more for housing than they otherwise would, which this scheme undoubtedly does, results primarily in more expensive housing rather than in more people owning that housing.
Brendan Coates from the Grattan Institute believes the long-term impact will be modest, but says it'll only help people who are already likely to buy a house to spend more.
What you have in super is proportionate to the income that you earn. So a lot of low-income earners, people for whom getting into the housing market is a struggle, this scheme may not benefit a lot of them all that much because they don't actually accumulate that much super.
First home buyers can invest up to 40% of their super to a maximum of $50,000. And Michael Sukar says that it'd allow the average 30 to 34-year-old to take out around $20,000.
We think this will be really popular for those people on those more modest incomes who find it increasingly difficult to save for a deposit as well as paying rent and all the other costs of living. So, yeah, of course, you need to have a superannuation balance to access. That's the point. It's allowing people to access their money.
The real estate, housing and building industries have all welcomed the policy, which wouldn't kick in until mid-next year. But the superannuation industry doesn't like it. Glenn McRae is the Deputy CEO of the Association of Super Funds Australia.
The super system is designed to provide income in retirement. It isn't designed as a scheme to break glass and take it out for other purposes.
When the house is sold, the money has to be returned to your super account. Brendan Coates from the Grattan Institute thinks the policy is unlikely to have a big impact on people's retirement income.
For most people, what they lose in super here by using it to buy a home will probably have the offsetting effect of just getting a higher age pension that will offset much of the impact.
However, he doesn't think it'll do much to address the housing affordability crisis.
It's, I think, another sign of our diminished ambitions on housing affordability in this election campaign.
The Grattan Institute's Brendan Coates, ending that report by Jess Davis.